Fourth day of practice. You've done 2 days for most this week. How have things been so far?
They've been really good. The girls have worked really hard. We've been doing, like you said, 2 days. 8 to 10 has been mostly conditioning. We started at the track. They've done sprints, miles, stairs, and all that good stuff. And then we come back here in the morning and finish it off with conditioning type volleyball drills.
Development-wise, learning the positions, how have they been able to do? I know you were pretty happy about how they participated in camp. Have they done a good job of kind of stringing your summer camp from a month ago to this point?
They've improved. There's a lot to work on. Some of my starting varsity players didn't even play JV last year. They were C team players. And so coming from a C team game to a varsity game, it's a whole new ball game. So we're young, like I've said from the get-go. But even not even I don't have JV players. I have a couple C team players that have already leaped up to varsity. So just being comfortable with the girls beside them right now is what we're struggling with, just because they've not played beside each other. And so that's what we're trying to get over this week, next week, because we have a game and very shortly.
Yeah, less than 2 weeks here, and you've kind of broken down and kind of dwindled down your list of who you think will probably be on varsity or who will be on varsity.
Yeah, I think we pretty much have a pretty good idea. There's a couple that I've talked to them. It's going to come down to the wire, and they're basically competing for that position. But for the most part, I have a good idea.
As a coach here, first year, of course, taking over this program. In your position with a fairly young nucleus, a lot of sophomores, not a whole lot of juniors and seniors, do you think it's tough to see now that you have a very young team and maybe mold them in the way you want to see them in a couple years down the road?
Yeah, I think, as a new coach, having a young group of girls is amazing for the future team that we're going to have. But, my juniors and seniors, they're working hard, and I know they want to be successful before they leave. And so I'm hoping that we can get it done. It may be a little slow at the beginning, but I hope, towards the middle of the season that we have all these kinks, worked out. And I think other teams, I think they're probably going to be struggling too. So hopefully, we get it all worked out.
You do have a pretty tough schedule, your first three matches of the year with Nest City and Hill City. This team's always seem like they're at state every year. And then you have Ulysses. It's probably going to be the league favorite again this year. What are some things that you're trying to gear up as you head into the first part of your season?
I told the girls that, you can be an amazing hitter, but it all starts with the pass. And I think that's something that we're working on every single day, because our passing needs a lot of improvement. We have a lot of young passers that are going to be passing. I have Tyler Vondrasek, who's a sophomore. I have Brooke, who is a senior, but she was out a lot of the year last year. And Mariah Campbell is also going to be a passer for me, and she didn't play last year. So as far as those who have done it a lot, I don't have it. So it's new to them, and that's where it all starts, is with the pass.